The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another exciting week and moment on your work class on radio. My name is Ruth Ipikunle. Here's a recap of the market for last week. The Oshia Index and market capitalization both depreciated by 1.11% to close the week at 27,755.87 and 14.46 trillion naira, respectively. 19 stocks appreciated in price during the week, higher than the 15 stocks that closed positive in the previous week, while 35 stocks declined in their share prices, lower than the 49 equities that declined in the corresponding week. This suggests an improved performance as measured by the market breadth, despite the benchmark decline. Nigerian Breweries during the week released its audited result for the year ended December 31st, 2019, proposing a 1.51 kobo dividend. By the grace of God, we shall be analyzing these results and more that will be released in our subsequent presentations. All you need to do is stay glued to this station, most especially this program every morning on weekdays. Let me quickly say this also, this Saturday, which is 22nd of February 2019, there will be a Forex seminar at number 140 Iju Road, Faga bus stop. You'll be learning how to master the arts of trading the financial market. We'll not just be talking Forex, but stocks and commodity trading. The time is 10 a.m. and it's free. For further inquiries, call Wally on 0803-048-5447. I'll take that again. 0803-048-5447. Make sure you're there. I already have Mr. Arena Kebira with me here, but I'll quickly go on a short break. And when I'm back, we'll be talking the market. Please don't change this radio station. I'll be right back.
The Oracle
is back!
With Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Like I said, I have with me Mr. Aruna Kebira. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The market depreciated by 1.11% last week, yet it was still an improved performance, away from that of the penultimate week. What can you say to this?
Yeah, like we have rightly said in a former program on this channel, that for now, this is how we are going to be seeing the market. Mixed performances. Market will gain 2 basis points today, maybe lose 3 basis points tomorrow. It's going to be like this until there is a stimulus, which definitely will come from the release of dividend information and dividend payment from quarter four result that we are expecting. But for now, the market may be like this. That dividend payment and dividend release may be the trigger that the market is waiting for.
Talking about results and dividend, we have seen 2 audited results released so far, Nigerian Breweries and Infinite Trust Bank. What's your comment on them?
Yes, I saw the result, and I believe that, you see, there is a level to which the market has gotten to. I think it is a departure from what we used to see in the era of 2006-2009. I think investors are more informed than what they focus on is dividend yield. And I think every person is looking at any dividend that will yield 10% and above. And if you discover that relating the dividend to the price of a store is not going the way of a 10%, the market might not actually receive it with a warm reception.
Personally, I feel there is this coldness or caution on the side of investors as regards the rate of patronage in the stock market when compared to the euphoria we saw in the year past. Since the volatility is no longer there, what do you think is responsible for this?
It is the mood in the market. Yes, the information that happened in the marketplace and made it to go up a little bit and it came down. That I've said the market is waiting for a trigger. What will make me to take position in a stock at any amount, at any level, is the information that is around that stock. Let's say, for example, assuming there's a dividend payout from Zenith, which is trading 1920, maybe 4 naira. That is about 20%. Why will I not buy Zenith even at 21 naira, even at 22 naira, because I know what I'm looking for? And it is that rush that normally pushes up the price of a stock. But if there is no information around the stock, probably I only want to be in that boat, maybe waiting for when there is a trigger. Maybe I find out that the stock is fundamentally strong. I want to be in the boat. I will try as much as possible to get it as low as possible, so that in any event, If even I have to lose, I will not lose that much. I think that's exactly what is in the mood in the market.
As we expect more detailed reports to hit the market this week, what should we expect in terms of performance?
If the results that are coming in with good dividend, the market will receive them with open arm, and people will try as much as possible to take position in lieu of the dividend payout, and the market will bubble.
Let me quickly ask this. If, for example, the results didn't come as expected and the reaction turns bearish, what other hope would the market hinge on for a positive direction?
We have different type of result releases into the market. We have the after quarter four is quarter one. In a little while, March will also be over. If the results that are released for quarter four and the dividend that are paid fail to stimulate the market, then that means the market will be waiting for quarter one result or from government, another government policy. Maybe there's another policy that will favor the market positively. If not, the market begin to do this trading around its axis, gaining 1% tomorrow and losing 1% the next day.
Talking about various government policies, can we really say that the effect of these policies have been fully factored into the current market prices of stocks and we no longer decide the market direction?
Yes, I believe that they have been priced when the information happened in the marketplace. It is factored in the prices of stock. I think it will be sustained if not the what is happening globally has come. One may not actually think that this coronavirus, maybe when you are hearing it as a market woman, may not make money to you. But if you understand that China is second biggest world largest economy, and a number of U.S. Businesses have offices in China, and I also understand that Wuhan market actually to be one of the biggest markets in the world. If China government they have removed their eye from development and they are now fighting that scourge, and most of the businesses, especially from outside, are closing up their shop. So that demand from China has come down, which has affected the demand for oil. And the demand for oil has affected the price of oil that has gotten lower than our benchmark. Like I told you, that the investors are now more educated than they were, more informed than they were before. Everybody begin to calculate, where am I going to fix myself? If the price, the world oil price, is trading lower than the benchmark of our budget, how is it going to affect the economy? So they begin to react to that immediately. So the OMO, the restriction of OMO and every other policy, the CRR from the bank and the LDR from central bank to 70% actually happen in the marketplace, and they have variously been priced into the market as we speak.
In projecting the possible earnings and full year result of Access Bank PLC, would one be right using its past performances considering the fact that its merger with Elsewhere Diamond Bank came in between?
You can, but it depends on which indices that you use. I think if you look at their turnover, their earnings per share is bigger than when they were standalone. And what you should do is, if what they were paying out, maybe 40% of their earnings per share, and you plug that same 40% to earnings per share of this year, I think you will likely hit it. Because if that is the management policy, that they pay out 40% of their earnings, then you might likely get it.
Considering the bank status, that is Access Bank, would you say the merger is a blessing or the other way around?
With all form of humility, I happen to be a customer of Diamond Bank then, which is now Diamond Bank Access. And one thing I just like about them is the seamless transfer of my account to Access. On my phone, I still have Diamond Bank app, which I still use to access my account. The only thing is that when it's coming through the email, it cannot be accessed. I think that they have actually done it in a way that did not disrupt anything. They did not make me to want to close my account with Diamond Bank turn access. And from the result, we discovered that their earnings has actually grown, if whether in top line, whether in the bottom line. I think it's a blessing.
All right, thank you very much. So this week, are we likely to see the market close positive or negative?
I think we've just talked about that we might be seeing results. If the results that are coming are positive and the dividend payout are anything to go by. Yes. Or you never can tell. Maybe as we are even discussing now, as we are doing on radio, there is a paper that is going on within the government that by tomorrow morning there will be a policy. A policy can just come and change the direction of the market and will come out, it will close positive.
As an astute market operator, what specific stocks would you advise our audience to watch this week?
You see, when we talk about specific stock, we have about 200 stocks listed on the Nigerian Stock Exchange, and those stocks are categorized. You see, the magnanimity of the NSE to divide that board to SM, to mid board, to premium stock is not for fun. Is and you will discover that whenever the price is scrolling, it comes with a tag to tell you that be careful, this is what is happening here. A company that releases results quarterly and not timely, I think they have integrity. I'm sorry to say this. Nigeria Breweries have always been first timer, Nigeria Breweries and Forte Oil. It shows that this is who we are. Whether it is backed, even when their fortunes are dwindly, they are telling you that this is who we are. So there are stocks like that are fundamentally strong, but you won't see their result until after 2 months or 3 months. If they prefer to pay all the fines, all the NSE fine, then it means that they are cooking is pomo, that it takes longer time to cook, which might not be palatable, but when you are cooking real food, it will be cooked on time. So those that release, like for the bank, we know that they need to send their unaudited to Central Bank. They are audited to Central Bank for verification before they release. We understand that one. You can't see banks until maybe by end of March. So those stocks, one, they are consistent in dividend payment. In fact, not even consistent, but their dividend grow from year to year. Let me tell you, growth can even be 1%. The market we are talking about, now if last week, from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday, the market has been growing 0.01% a day. We know how I've been talking that the market lost last week. So as far as they are growing, in their any per share growing in dividend payout, and other fundamental are in place, because prices on the floor are actually trading very close to their 52-week low. Then you plug in.
I believe there are specific stocks you have on your watch list and follow. Can you mention a few so that our audience can benefit from it?
You see, I cannot follow on the 200 stocks that are listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. If I begin to talk about banks, but somebody will say, why is it only banks that you're always talking about? That might be what is on my watch list. You see, I follow NEM as an insurance company. I follow Julius Berger. I follow Dangote Cement. I follow WAPCO. Then the banks, Fidelity, FCMB, Zenith, Guarantee, Access, First Bank.
Oh, all right, sir. That is exactly what we want to hear, so we can begin to follow you as you follow these stocks. Thank you very much, sir. What are your last words this morning to our listeners and thereafter your number?
You see, given this period that we are, the place to be is still the capital market. It might take a little time, but I believe in another 2 weeks to begin to see the market in a different perspective. My number is 002-300-9379, 002-300-9379.
Thank you very much for your time, sir. It's how far time permits us this morning. My name remains Ruth Ibikunle. I shall surely come your way again tomorrow, same time, same station. Bye for now, and enjoy the rest of your week.